The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Homeowners, why throw away hundreds of dollars every month to the electric company when you can save thousands of dollars over time with a solar energy system? Green Solar Technologies is proud to be a platinum installer for Solar World, the country's top-selling manufacturer of American-made solar panels. Call 800-519-2170 for a free estimate and take advantage of tax credits, grants, and rebates which won't last forever. Stop paying high energy bills and start saving money by calling 800-519-2170. 800-519-2170.
The collision of common sense and comedy.
This is the collision of common sense and comedy. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
Lester Sisk tweeting hashtag what I learned today. Donut glaze equals meth. Drywall dust equals coke. The faux war on drugs is getting out of control. Do you remember the story? He's right. We did this 6 months, a year ago, about the guy. And this was another one of those. They locked him up for a long time. They thought he had crystal meth on his shirt, and it was glaze from a donut.
Oh, my God.
How many times has that happened to me?
Well, to some of us, glaze is just as crystal addictive meth. As crystal meth. I mean,
Lick Spittle tweeted, hashtag what I learned today. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but bullets through books will kill me.
What a doofus. By the way, we realize the reason she likely had the gun so close to the book.
Yeah.
Because if she was like 10 feet away, you're like, wait a minute, this crazy knucklehead may actually shoot me in the head.
She might miss.
That's the other. We've had stories like that in the past where people are like, I got this bulletproof vest on, let's try it out. And they shoot him, but they shoot him in the neck.
Yeah.
Or the head or something. And you're like, it's not up there.
Again, Darwin at work.
All right, get the tweets in, hashtag what I learned today. Joining us now, Brian Scarry. How are you, sir?
Doing great, Doc. Great to be here. Thanks.
Thank you for joining us. Brian is a photographer and author of the book Shark. Brian, I got to tell you, this is a beautiful book, really cool, but it just continues to emasculate me the more I read it.
Well, that wasn't the intent, I promise.
So you are a photographer. How long have you been a photographer for Nat Geo?
Just about 20 years now.
Just
that's
about.
That's gotta be the coolest job in the world.
That's
just
what
travel
I think.
Crazy parts of the world and take pictures of amazing things.
Yeah, exactly. Underwater, mostly sharks and whales and all kinds of underwater creatures. Yeah,
you've done mainly underwater shoots?
Yeah, that's right. I've been diving for just about 40 years and working for National Geographic doing underwater stories, ocean stories for about 20.
So were you a diver before you started shooting? I mean, had you gone through to get your certification and stuff?
Yeah, from a very young age, I sort of wanted to be an ocean explorer. I remember as a kid watching the old Cousteau documentaries and reading National Geographic. So I started diving when I was about 15 years old, and then maybe 2 years later, I sort of got into photography and figured that was a perfect way for me to explore the ocean with a camera and set my sights to work for National Geographic. It was a pretty lofty dream, but it eventually came true, and just started my 28th story for the magazine.
So, favorite dive spots? Tell me best dives.
That's a really tough one. There's so many great places. I really love New Zealand, believe it or not. I've done a lot of great work over there. It's sort of off the beaten path, but it's a beautiful place. But for sharks, the Bahamas is one of my favorite places. A lot of sharky environments in the Bahamas.
I got to hear about some of the encounters with the sharks. Did you ever have any harrowing?
First of all, did you do this in cages, or were you like free?
Well, I saw
in
some
the
cages.
Water?
There's some free, though, right?
Well, yeah, almost every picture in the book of all the various species of sharks, the only ones I was using a cage with would be great whites. For everything else, makos, tigers, oceanic white tips, all the other species, I was not in a cage. And don't feel that you really need to be, but with white sharks, I still sort of think that that's probably a good idea.
is that their prolific nature, or is it
just to be safe
because of their attitude?
Yeah, well, the white sharks that I've typically photographed in places like Australia and Mexico and so forth, they tend to be really big animals. I mean, they can be up to 18 feet in length and maybe 6 feet thick. And there's usually several of them around. And I believe, people do get out of the cage and swim with them in the open and have done it successfully. I just sort of always wonder a little bit about not the one that you're looking at necessarily, but there may be one that could come up from below and ambush you. And, if sharks, when they sort of come in and get a little frisky, I can usually push them away with my camera housing. But with an 18-foot white shark or something, if he just opened his mouth, he'd be able to swallow me whole. So that probably wouldn't be so effective.
Yeah, I
still usually use a cage with those guys.
They're going to be really unforgiving. I mean, that's one mistake right. And you're out. It's not like, yeah. You know,
I mean,
a
you're talking
mistake.
About the one of the oldest predators on mm-hmm. Earth, the perfect killing yeah. machine, you know. Yeah. I don't think you... It takes a lot of guts to be swimming solo with one of these things, so I can see
right.
why. And the fascination, too, with sharks in our... It's like I think it's a double-edged sword because people have this vision of a man eating, just killing machine, and I think they're misunderstood, right?
Well, exactly, and that's what this book Shark is about. It comes as a result of 35 years of diving with sharks and photographing them, and really trying to dispel the myths. You know, they've certainly been portrayed as this shadowy, one-dimensional monster that's just waiting in the ocean to bite you when you stick a toe in the water. But the reality is they're very complex animals. They're not nearly as bad as they've been portrayed, and they're important to the health of the ocean, which is important to our health. You know, every other breath that a human being takes comes from the sea. More than 50% of the oxygen we breathe is generated by the ocean, and yet every single year we're killing in excess of 100 million sharks every year around the planet. We can't kill that many apex predators and expect the ocean to be healthy or our own lives to be healthy. So I want to sort of dispel the myths of these sharks and show them as something beautiful.
All right, so Brian, obviously you're comfortable around these animals at this point, but describe your first encounter outside of a cage with a shark that had to have been, you had to have been hyperventilating. It had to have been, I mean, kind of crazy, right?
Yeah, absolutely. That first encounter actually occurred when I was 20 years old. It was 1982, and I was diving near my home in New England. I had been invited by a marine biologist that studied sharks out, and he had built his own little homemade cage. It was sort of made out of fencing material, like chicken wire.
That sounds bad. That sounds real. That's trouble right there.
Yeah. But we were looking for blue sharks back then, and I remember being in a cage most of the day in the murky water, not seeing anything. But then late in the afternoon, this female blue shark, maybe, I don't know, 6 or 7 feet long, sort of swam up, and it was beautiful. And I actually opened the door and swam out of the cage because I wanted to get closer to her and make a photograph. And, you know, my heart was racing. I'm sure adrenaline was pumping. And, you know, she sort of paid me a little attention, but not really interested, and then just went on her way. And it only lasted a couple of minutes, and then she was gone. But, you know, I can remember back at 20-year-old kid wanting to be next to a shark and a predator, and it would probably give me street cred with my dive buddies to say I was with a shark, you know. But it really had a profound effect. I saw this animal as absolutely beautiful, sculpted by nature. You know, as a photo subject, it was a perfect subject because sharks sort of blend grace and power. They move exquisitely through the water, but they exude confidence. And so it became sort of a quest for many years to just try to get these shark photos that would really capture that essence. But as a journalist, over time, you know, as I mentioned, I came to see them as a fragile species as well and wanted to tell that story too.
Obviously a passion of yours. Do you spend every day wondering when you're getting back in the water? I mean, that's got to be always on your mind.
Yeah, pretty much. You know, in the almost 20 years that I've been working for National Geographic, I typically travel somewhere between 8 and 10 months a year, and most of that is spent in the field and working on these stories in remote places. But, you know, yeah, when you're home, you're usually working on the next thing, trying to figure out the logistics for the next trip.
So how do we, you know, you're saying excess of over 100 million sharks a year are being slaughtered. So, I mean, I know regulations and fishing rules in the other parts of the world aren't the same as they are. Yeah. Stateside, how do you kind of fight this pretty serious epidemic?
You know, it's a great question, and I think, you know, you can fight it from a number of perspectives. I mean, certainly the biggest reason that they are killed, sharks, is for their fins, and those are used in shark fin soup. So if we can eliminate the demand for that, if we can get folks to realize that, you know, the sharks are much more valuable alive in the ocean than in a bowl of soup, then that's a first step. But I think, you know, for me as a photographer, a big part of what I'm trying to do is show them as not being demons and not something that we need to be afraid of. I mean, we can have a healthy respect, but I think there's been somewhat of an indifference to that slaughter just because they're seen as pests or something dangerous. So, you know, sharks are really remarkable. They haven't changed in hundreds of millions of years in evolutionary terms because they haven't needed to. They have amazing biologies. And if we can see that, you know, there's over 500 species of sharks in the world. There's not just one or two. And I think if we can begin to see them in the way that we see, you know, tigers or grizzly bears or other predators on land, maybe we can move that dial a little bit in favor of conservation.
Is there a social media site or account you have that we should be aware of? People can follow you?
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm on most of the platforms. So Instagram is the place I'm posting a lot of photos and talking about my work. But all the platforms, Twitter, everywhere.
Brian Skerry, S-K-E-R-R-Y.
What's your handle on Instagram?
Just my name, Brian Skerry.
Brian Skerry, okay. Which is a great name if you're dealing with sharks, by the way.
Yeah, sure, that's S-K-E-R-R-Y.
Yeah, S-K-E-R-R-Y. And you also have a couple of other events. Nat Geo's Wild 5th Annual Shark Fest coming up later this month, July 23rd. You're going to be featured there as well?
Yeah, the next day on the 24th, I have a one-hour documentary called Sharks Under Attack, Mission Critical, about my work. It sort of follows me in the field photographing sharks. So, yeah, that'll be on July 24th.
And a little sooner than that, coming up next Thursday, July 6th, you got a fundraiser for the Atlantic White Shark Conservancy.
That's right. Yeah, this is an organization that funds research on great white sharks and sharks in general, and I'll be doing a speaking engagement on Cape Cod next Thursday night, the 6th of July.
Oh, that sounds awesome. Very cool. Exactly. And, of course, the book Shark is out, and we'll tweet out a link to all that information as well. So, Brian, thanks so much. Good stuff. Amazing.
My pleasure. Thank you, guys.
All right. Brian Skerry there. And again, you can follow him on the various platforms and Shark.
So I just, cool, man.
It is cool.
Yesterday, you were busting on me. And you're like, oh, no, this is going to translate. It's good. That was very interesting.
Do you know why?
Because of the visual aspect.
No, because I was ripping on you because it's a very visual thing. And you really can't. It doesn't do it justice unless you see the book. But the reason the interviews went so well is because of the expert interviewing skills.
It's funny.
Thank you. Thompson.
Thank you. Yeah, there's three of us in here.
I mean, in spite of you guys, I mean, I'm carrying you guys and trying to do it. You know, it is a very visual presentation.
Right,
yeah. I would love to be able to dive. I love the water.
I don't think I have the cojones, to be quite frank.
Well, it's not the sharks. It's not. I can't dive. I can't clear my ears right.
I've been scuba.
A likely excuse. No, I'd love to swim with those sharks. I just can't clear my ears.
No, you know what? I did it once. I was
scuba.
I did scuba diving once in Fujairah. And it was amazing. I actually flew. I swam next to a whale shark. This thing was like the size
of
a Buick. It was huge, but the experience was a life changing one.
I love snorkeling and stuff. I love the water. I love swimming. The whole thing. I can't clear my ears.
Pressure
right
in your head.
It always messes with me, and it's excruciatingly painful. And I even tried to take a class. I was supposed to go to Palau. It was all crazy. It's a
long
story.
I did it all in one day. We were in a pool for an hour with an instructor teaching us about everything. And then we went and there was a classroom,
right.
Then a pool, then the ocean. And the thing that scared me the most, it wasn't like the animals or drowning or anything, but he said, because we went about 30 feet. It wasn't that deep. And he said, make sure you watch me coming up because we
gotta
can't
go slowly,
just,
right.
Yeah, you got to go.
Right.
We go up, then we stop and equalize. We go up because if you don't, your lungs will explode. That's what
gotta
scared
get the bends,
me.
Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I would love to do the whole thing. I would love to scuba dive. Can't do it. Love the snorkeling. I try to do some of that, but, you know. You ever scuba dive, Brad?
Nope. I haven't, but I'd like to. I like to scuba, or I like to snorkel. Mm-hmm. And
you grew up in Southern California, too.
I know. I can't
do
surf.
Had you tried surfing?
I've a boogie board, yeah. I think I may have tried to get up on a big longboard once, and I think it may have lasted maybe a half a second.
Well, all the kids you knew were impressing the ladies down at the beach with their surfing skills. You're like, I got to do something. Hey, I'm famous on the radio. Was that the route you took?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's either, a surf star or a radio star.
That was maybe one day you'll get one of them.
Right, exactly.
Hey-o!
Thank you.
This is The Morning Blaze.
Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson. We'll be right back on the Blaze Radio Network.
Homeowners, why throw away hundreds of dollars every month to the electric company when you can save thousands of dollars over time with a solar energy system? Green Solar Technologies is proud to be a platinum installer for Solar World, the country's top-selling manufacturer of American-made solar panels. Call 800-519-2170 for a free estimate and take advantage of tax credits, grants, and rebates which won't last forever. Stop paying high energy bills and start saving money by calling 800-519-2170. 800-519-2170.
Thompson.
Lots of tweets coming in with the hashtag what I learned today. I just retweeted Cal, first of all, with the link to Brian Scarry's book, hashtag shark.
That's actually linked to his Instagram page, which will lead you to the book. But yeah, cool. He's got some amazing pictures up there.
I quote-tweeted.
Quote-tweeted?
Will you edit that out? I'm really embarrassed by that. I don't want anybody to hear it.
Nobody will hear it. We'll get that out.
I quote-tweeted Daniel Scatter, and I'll tell you what I added to it, but he put, why you going down on me again, unintentional Chris Cruz double entendre theater on Facebook Live. I just used hashtag Chris Cruz quote of the day. Oh, darn it, I put quad of the day. I'm going to have to...
You've been hanging around with Chris too much.
I know.
Your words again.
I just dropped the E.
Jambalayad.
Hashtag Chris Cruz quote of the day.
Lori D tweeted, I have total respect... for animals that keep Tara Reid in bikinis and blow. And it's a picture of Sharknado. The Sharknado
picture. By the way, did you ever see the Tara Reid, what's it called? Plastic surgery?
Oh, yeah. It's horrible.
Oh, my gosh. They butchered
looks like
her.
She looks like an experiment gone wrong.
She was cute. She did the American Pie movies
and
some
stuff.
Yeah,
back in the day, yeah.
And she went under... plastic surgery for, was it a tummy tuck or something?
I don't
like
know,
that
she was already like skinny, but she
and
got,
she was
like,
still young.
Yeah, she
was I mean she wasn't like, you know, hey, I'm 75 and need some work done.
She got like a
she was like 30
then, like
at most she gets it done stuff. And they jacked her up. She looked like she was in a car accident. They were trying to do reconstructive surgery.
Do you remember that one thing where she was like on the red carpet and her boob popped out and she didn't even realize?
I forgot it didn't feel that. Out yeah.
How do you not know you boob popped out?
I think it's because it's so like so much plastic surgery. It goes numb. You can't tell.
Why you keep
that
touching your breasts? That's your
because he's showing us.
He's showing you like it's just
the boob. It's an excuse to touch his breast.
Yeah, I just want to touch my
boob. So you have your breasts done?
My breasts? I have not yet. Maybe down the line I may need some work done. But right now.
Now you guys know stuff like boob popping out and on social media. That stuff's common. I mean, Janet Jackson, the whole thing now.
Yeah. Wardrobe malfunction.
But when I was a kid, I think it was at the some award show, Rita Moreno. You can look this up. Jumps up to run on stage and collect her award. I don't know if she was Academy or Emmy, what it was. She jumps up and she has a dress on. And as she jumps up, whoop, it flops out.
What do you mean it flops out?
It, one of them, one of the girls. Boop, right out of the top of her dress. Boop, right on. And she catches it on the rebound, shoves it right back in as she runs up.
Catches it on the rebound.
She does.
What are you doing? Like basketball?
Flops. So she jumps and it goes whoop, whoop. Right,
she caught
right
it.
Back in. But it was enough. And we couldn't go back and watch it on, you know,
no DVR?
YouTube or something, DVR, whatever it's time,
no,
unless people had it recorded or whatever. But there was enough for everyone. Whoa, what was that?
Is that what I think it was?
Caught it on the rebound. That's the key.
I remember the whole hubbub when Janet Jackson during the Super Bowl had the wardrobe malfunction.
It was an accident, of
no,
course.
No,
it was so
not an accident.
Staged.
They pulled her dress.
It wasn't even her dress. It was like the front part of the boob came
purposely.
Off.
He pulled it off.
Detached.
And you could tell she had a little like starburst or sun ring on it or something purposely so everyone would see it. Come on.
Yeah, that was not an accident. Yeah.
So overblown. Burst.
It's a nipple, people. Calm down.
Burst Niven tweeting at Doc Thompson. So the pen may be mightier than the sword, but the yellow pages are no match for a 50 caliber. That is true. Deadpool tweeting, never bring a dead raccoon to a gunfight. Hashtag what I learned today. That's true. Had he had a gun,
probably
things may have played
way.
Out differently.
Yeah.
Jeff tweeting, hashtag what I learned today. Expert says... first gear to slow, need to double clutch to get into second. Crook, you can't fool me. One of them is a brake. I just, that guy trucking along at 20 miles, I'm sorry, in excess of 20 miles an hour, had to be hilarious. And what are you thinking then? You're like, okay, am I finally going to get it out of first gear? Or are the cops going to get so bored? Or am I going to be able to wind first gear up? Because he had it going. I mean, the transmission seized
up. Craps out, yeah.
Right. He's like, you know, maybe I'll be able to lose him at some point.
I'll just keep going.
I like Frank and PA. He goes, no cage, big deal. And he's a coach from Florida.
Allegedly.
Allegedly coach from
the guy
Florida.
Laying on the shark, naked.
The
naked, out of the ocean.
The naked fat guy on the shark on the back of the boat.
Is this naked or is this not naked?
That's naked.
That's not naked.
We don't know if it's naked.
No. He's wearing a
you can see
he's wearing
shark
a shark
underwear.
You cannot see
bare
all that
right there.
Do you know if the rest of him is naked?
Yes.
Can you have any clothes on and be naked?
Just because something else is covering the nakedness doesn't mean you're not naked.
Hold on.
When you're not wearing clothes, I'm like, are we going to get back into this?
Hang on. Can you have clothes on and still be naked?
No.
Okay.
How can you have clothes on?
Do you know if this guy is wearing clothes?
Yes, I do.
No, you do not, because you cannot see half of him.
You would see if he was wearing, like, if he was wearing some sort of underwear or something, you see a line or something.
It could be a
You haven't seen the underwears? I got to show.
Underwears that are only in the front and are stuck on without any other.
You haven't seen those?
These things exist.
Like a banana hammock?
Yes, exactly. He probably is naked, but the verdict's still out. Chris and I are not.
Naked. Sorry, guys.
See, I don't want you to be on a jury if I'm ever there, man, because you're just gonna assume stuff. You can't assume, man. You got to be diligent, and
you're like the lawyer that, like, well,
yes,
exactly,
he may be naked.
Define
it's
naked.
True. All right, let's get a break in.
Look,
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson,
the Blaze Radio Network.
This is The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network.
All right, I got sidetracked by Cal's nonsensical arguments and forgot to
let the cat
out of the bag. They're nonsensical.
Yeah,
even Tom,
people,
the engineer, came in and got our back so that that's not naked because you don't know.
He agreed with me.
No, he said likely she is naked, but we don't know. We can't see.
And he even said maybe she's wearing boots.
Exactly. Could be anything like that. We don't know.
That's how you know Tom is from Texas.
That's right. Tom's an engineer. He's an educated man. This is somebody smart. It's not like us. So he got our back on this. All right, I got to let the cat out of the bag and tell you what's going on. This radio broadcast is now going to be shown on the television as well, beginning when, Chris Cruz?
Soon.
Pending.
Sooner than now. When will then be now?
I tell you this.
Soon.
We are closer to...
When was then? A while ago.
We're closer to making it go on TV because we have cameras in the studios. One camera. Your camera.
Yeah, that's not like we're going to do it, though. That's a, hey, sometime in
the
future, can you give us a ballpark?
Next month.
It's not really, we're trying. It's
Here's
like
the thing.
It's up to us.
I know my training is halfway complete because...
You know what his training consists of? You're going to be on TV now, so you can't do this and this now, Chris.
I'll tell you this. They removed me from camera. I won't be on camera.
You won't. Why not?
Because I'll be controlling the damn show.
Why do we have to be on camera, but you don't?
I know people.
Anyway, so that begins soon. We originally thought maybe right after the 4th, but that window looks like it's closing quickly.
Yeah, a lot of book reading too, so.
Okay, so within the next week or so.
A couple more weeks.
Yeah.
That'll be on the Blaze TV.
On the Blaze TV.
So
Blaze TV.
If you have, if it's on the Dish Network at like 221, 220, whatever it takes. 212, somewhere around there. If not, you can go to theblaze.com/TV and get your subscription. You get a free subscription for a while to check it out.
We'll work on some.
Hopefully we get you something a little bit bigger.
Yeah.
Working on that, and hopefully that happens.
And Roku,
Roku, if you don't mind the pitch speeding up randomly and slowing down randomly, but they've told me that'll be fixed sometime soon.
Yeah.
Check it out though. But go to theblaze.com/TV, and you could see the fun and shenanigans that go on in here
now.
And it's going to slowly evolve too, because we got the set being built in here, the studio's being done, and we got some more cool stuff coming in the very near future.
Yes.
And let's just be clear, it's not a different show. It's this show televised.
Right. So if you want to see it.
Yeah.
I just realized the flaw in that.
What?
Seeing us.
Well,
it's not really an inducement.
I wouldn't sell it that way. There's a lot of other things in here that people would like to see.
You can see the lovely Sarah as she comes in now and then. By the way, how many cameras are we going to have in here?
I believe like there's three.
And they'll be stationed. Do we have a handheld?
Handheld for what?
It's called a phone.
So I can aim it at things like Sarah when I'm like, hey, look at Sarah
sorry.
In there.
No, sorry.
I don't think you get to do that.
No. You'll see her because there's a camera. You see the X right there.
Well, she's going
to
avoid that. Then look at her. She's already giving me an attitude about it.
Oh.
She's like, I want union scale. What's my motivation? $6 a day, move your ass. I think I need a handheld.
I'm going to need a handheld.
You don't need a handheld.
You can barely focus on one thing at a time.
Know.
I can't imagine you doing this
I can barely get you focused on 6 live reads.
Yeah.
I think we need a... What happens?
You won't even look at the calendar.
What happens when I want to show people what's going on out in the hall?
Facebook Live.
Yeah.
I want to be able to do the show and be able to show people.
Sorry, buddy. Your duties is hosting. Okay. That is all.
I want to host in the hall sometimes.
Okay, then we'll work on that.
Oh, so get a fourth mobile camera.
Let's focus on this first.
How about when Chef Patrick's cooking in the kitchen?
Facebook Live, and then we'll transition into this.
What, are you working for the man now?
No, but here's
just days ago, Chris was riding with me on everything. We could do this, and he's like, yes, we'll do that or whatever. And now he gets a little promotion, and he's the man keeping me down all of a sudden.
TV production taught me a lot of things.
Wow. The man. You've become the man.
All I'm saying
right
is...
Right out from underneath me.
All I'm saying, part of the duties to do this new job that I've been...
it sounds like a lot of duty.
Was trying to keep you, hold you, you know, in the containment of this room.
You can't contain Doc Thompson.
That's right.
Why we put
you three cameras. You can't stop the rock, man. You can't stop the rock.
You know, you're lucky you're getting three cameras. And I'm talking, they're saying GoPros. You're getting in Canon cameras.
I'm going to need to see the breakdown if these are the highest quality.
They are the highest quality.
The highest quality?
The highest quality.
Okay, I demand nothing less, but no, I'm going to need a fourth. I'm going to need a fourth.
Well, okay.
I need a fourth. And then we can tether it out and think about it. Then we can sneak in and show Glenn when he's getting ready. We can do stuff.
Yeah, well, I will have a direct link to that where he's going to be at.
Well, maybe his other places. We can explore his dressing room.
See, what you don't understand is the Facebook Live connects to the TriCaster, so just shut up for a second.
I still think you're keeping me down somehow. I'm gonna give you that.
Okay.
We'll see where this goes. But a couple weeks into this, you know, there may be trouble.
Now, are we gonna lose like the whole? Are you guys gonna get all prettied up? Because right now you guys look like, you know, not TV ready.
This is it.
This is all you get. I'm not doing makeup. Or anything.
Come on, guys.
Do you think Diane and everybody's coming in that early to do makeup?
Nobody's coming in here 5
No, but at least some, like, you know, some better clothes.
So I got to do makeup?
I didn't say makeup, but
look,
we need more than 2 outfits.
You got wearing pants. You're lucky that we got that far.
You need more than 2 outfits. That square shirt pattern that you got going on the pink shirt, that's overdone.
I have other shirts.
But then why don't you wear those?
I wear the other shirts,
too. No, you don't, Doc. You know, I'm working on a little reel. Clothing reel.
He's right. So you've got about 3 shirts that you cycle
I'm gonna
through.
Put time
I have all
codes.
Kinds of them. Last week you were claiming this stuff when I was on Think Tank, and they were completely different.
Okay. No, they weren't. It was the same
you wore the same thing on
plaid.
Think Tank and Dana. You gonna do a wardrobe change?
They told me to wear the same thing.
They
I was following up Monday. I had a sweater on Monday. What about my blue sweater?
Okay, and then after you had like a baby blue sweater.
What?
Did you have like another sweater?
No, I didn't wear 2 sweaters in a row, but I had a blue sweater on Monday. You don't remember the blue sweater, do you? Ha!
That wasn't a sweater.
I had a blue sweater on Monday.
It was like a fleece thing.
No, I had a blue sweater.
No, you didn't.
I'll show you the sweater. Okay, you guys shut up.
And your 2 jackets.
All we're saying is there's a lot of clothes literally right there in the hallway. You just grab some of those.
Okay. All right. This is how it's going to be. Already, the mutiny has begun.
Mutiny?
I see. He's ganging up on me this morning.
You're bringing it up a caliber.
It's absolutely
TV caliber
mutiny.
Now. You went from radio
absolute
to TV.
Mutiny.
Yeah, we need to step it up a little bit.
All right. Yep, now I know how Trump feels.
Whoa.
He feels. I understand.
I do draw the line at pants, though.
Just because I'm paranoid doesn't mean that you're not out to get me.
We're not out to get you. We just want to do we want to do a better show than we were doing in radio.
And now you attack my abilities.
I just got a text from Beth said, oh, Doc, according to tribal leadership, you have to take it one step at a time.
Wow. Thank you, Beth. Thank you.
I think she's ripping on you guys.
No, she's ripping on you.
You want 4 cameras. You want to go on the hall. You want to start shooting.
Exactly.
Have you guys read the books?
There's a book club at 11 today.
Have you read them yet?
There's a book club.
I have, and Beth has, meaning I would know better than you what she meant by the tweet or the text.
No, she meant like, let's get this show on the road.
I got
then
the
I'll
author
get
before
you.
Anybody. I read that stuff a long time
she
ago.
She may and probably meant that I need to bring you guys along one step at a time because you guys are lacking in your skills.
I don't think
Did
so.
You read the book? Read no more lies.
Part of the book.
I have read the book. So you have not read the book. Beth has read the book.
Right now...
So I
am
think
in,
what's going
in
on.
Between a like
rock
hating
and a hard place.
You, it's just like I don't know who to hate more, Doc or Glenn, for giving us a damn book to read. Because this guy here,
I've read the book.
Has been
I've read the,
on
I've
a
seen
high,
the TED talks.
He's been like on. Oh yeah, what's with the TED talks?
I watched the TED talks, and there's several of them too. That's right.
Have you seen him walk around the studio? He's like, I read the books. Have you read the books?
That's right.
And he's always with a stupid book on his hand.
That's right. Because I'm reading the books.
Have you read a book? Have you read a book? Let me tell you about this, but I can't tell about this. Because you this. Do you know about
That's
the tribe?
Right.
Do you know about the levels? You could be a two, you could be a three, but you can always be a two, but you could go up to a three. And Chris, me and you are three. Me and you are three. I'm like, okay, I don't know what that means.
I see what's going on there. It's book envy.
That is not book envy.
It's book envy.
It's you being a little cocky with this.
You're jealous about that I've read the book. You're
a little cocky. And I bet you, and all those books says, do not be cocky.
You know what? That's level two talk right there. That's what that is.
TMB Anonymous.
You would know about it. That's level two talk.
Tweeted,
stage two talk.
Will the Blaze carry be on the video feed? Please say yes. And it's a creepy gif of some dude.
Yes. You'll see all the...
The Blaze carry is saucy.
All the characters will be
here.
We
also did a photo shoot.
Okay, yeah, there's some pictures there too.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the Blaze Brad will also be on the camera as well. That's a little sad. But we'll get Sarah on every now and then. She's saucy as well, so that'll be good. Yeah.
What about me?
Here's what it is. This is what we want to bring up the ratings a little bit, right?
Okay.
We got to convince the attractive women in the building. We got to find ways to get them in here.
That should be easy. Out.
Money usually works.
That's been Brad's life experience.
Free food, too.
So to some of the women, we'll be like, hey, we need you to come on. No, not you, honey. We got it covered. We just need this person. Can we
put a detector? A pretty detector at the door?
Pretty detector.
We might want to get together with HR and figure out exactly what we can and can't do as part of this. No,
knowing you, you'll just pass it on. Go talk to Chris. Chris will book you. Chris will schedule you.
What are you saying?
And then you'll tell Chris, don't schedule her.
Don't schedule her, whatever. Tell her no. I'll just pawn it off on him.
Just pawn it off on Chris.
Now, I've got to tell you about Health IQ. Health IQ is a really cool company that has started advertising on the Blaze. It helps with improved health. They have amazing incentives, and they provide great life insurance. It's Health IQ. They believe that health-conscious people deserve lower insurance rates, and they've developed a system to do just that. They did not do this overnight. This has taken years of them, because what used to be is they'd say, oh, you want life insurance? Okay, great. Well, let's check your BMI and your family history. Oh, your rates are going to be higher because of these risks.
Are you a drinker?
Right. Risk factors made it higher. Well, they start saying, that's fine. We get why you do that. But if I'm really healthy, shouldn't I get a discount?
Because you get penalized if you're not healthy.
Why not?
You should get discounts if you are healthy.
So they go to the insurance company. The insurance company's like, wait, what? So they had to put all this information. They went through years and years of data. Mm-hmm. And they put the stuff together, and the insurance companies are, wow, this is legit. You're right. So as it stands, they've helped tens of thousands of people get billions in insurance coverage, and they're ready to help you now. It's a model that works. You can get a free quote and learn more. Just go to healthiq.com/blaze. Not the Blaze on this one, just Blaze. healthiq.com/blaze. Why not go there and spend a couple minutes and get the quote? What they'll do is they'll ask you just a few questions. None of it's binding. It's all private and personal, or it's not impersonal. It's not public or anything like that. They're not going to be used against you. They'll just ask you questions about your lifestyle, some random questions, and they'll give you a quote absolutely free based on that, and they'll tell you what level of insurance you can get.
And you don't realize how important life insurance is. You never know when something might happen, leaving your loved ones without anything. So it's an important thing to do. I just got myself a life insurance contract.
Policy.
Yeah, policy.
Yeah.
So it protects my family, and Health IQ is the best way to do it.
It's called Health IQ. They use science and data to secure you lower rates for health-conscious people, including runners, vegans, strength trainers. You likely fit one of these categories. So get that free quote today and learn more. It's healthiq.com/blaze. healthiq.com/blaze.
This is The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
The Blaze Radio Network.
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
Alrighty, that is it, ladies and gentlemen, the end of the Morning Blaze. But before we go, as always, let's find out what we learned today. We learned Trump's travel ban is saving refugee children from Hollywood harlots.
Where are we going to adopt from? We can't bring people who get babies in.
We learned you should never bring a book to a 50 caliber gunfight.
Yeah, that's just bad form.
That was insensitive, wasn't it?
Wow.
We learned pro-criminal tip number 1261, don't get drunk before stealing a boat. And pro-criminal tip number 3611, when hiding cocaine, have drywall on hand. We learned if you want to pass a drug test, don't have sex with sweaty men the night before.
I think this is a rule in general.
I'm just going to avoid having sex with sweaty men anytime.
What I mean, yeah.
Yeah, good call. And plus, I learned nothing says help the poor like taking your yacht to Saint-Tropez for a celebrity auction.
Okay.
And helping the earth. Spinning the dials, radio style in Dallas, Texas. Morning, what of anything did you learn today?
I learned none of us, and I mean none of us, are man enough to go swimming with sharks.
I'm man enough. Easy
if
there.
I could clear,
easy
I would
there.
Definitely man enough.
Come easy on. There.
I learned if you're stupid enough to think a book will stop a 50 caliber bullet, you're likely dead.
Yep, that's right.
And finally, I learned that I work with people who need clarification on the word naked.
No, we all get it.
All right, at the Blaze, Brad. Brad Staggs, what, if anything, did you learn today?
I learned that if you're going to sleep with a chicken, PETA wants to make you famous or humiliate you or both, possibly. I also learned that Chris Cruz wears scuba pants to work and Marty McFly wants him back.
You guys are jerks.
I learned along that. I forgot. It's easier to sleep with a chicken than a cow.
No kidding. They hug the covers.
And they seem to like it more.
But the pigs seem happiest.
Don't they? The curly tail.
They're like happy as pigs in a blanket. Chris Cruz, what, if anything, did the listeners say you learned today?
You got Andrew Richardson saying, of course Chris Cruz hasn't read the books. He can't read.
Oh, that's right. They're not
English
in Spanish.
Anyway.
We'll get you the Spanish download. Don't worry. They'll be fine.
Anyways.
And by that, we mean the Puerto Rican version.
GD
they have a lot of examples in
I wonder if in
plantains.
Puerto Rico, people ask Chris, what did you just say? Could you say that again?
Chris, we'll download the Spanish version, but you have to pay in plantains.
You guys done?
It costs 30 plantains.
Did you get it all out of your system?
Okay, plantains. All right, yes.
All right, GD Chapel also learned, apparently Doc Thompson has hubris and it's annoying.
That's right.
Yes.
Wait, what?
Donna is tweeting out saying, Now you're thinking a little differently when you remember Doc Thompson loves bacon.
That's right. I do. I don't know what that's in reference to, but Doc
sleeping
does love
with
bacon.
Doc Thompson loves bacon.
Oh, yeah.
But not like PETA loves bacon.
We like bacon different ways.
Yes.
Pork belly.
Lori D, West Coast 2.0, also tweeting out, Chris Cruz is most trustworthy as a roofie spokesman for the college kids.
Oh, Chris Cruz, roofie spokesman.
Yeah.
You know what, though? I groove on swine in general. Not just the bacon.
I don't dig on swine.
I dig on swine. Love that swine.
DM and DM also tweeting in. A dog feels a little cocky today.
Perhaps we move on to the next one.
Brittany Dawson saying, what I learned during the TV show hasn't even started, and Doc has already become a television diva about his show.
All right, let's just move on. You know what? I need to get those new numbers on procrastination. We'll get to them next Wednesday. What else do we have coming up Wednesday?
Something's going on.
You have
a wide variety.
What's Glenn have coming up today?
Top of Hour 2, Bill O'Reilly.
What is Glenn wearing today?
You know, he's insensitive enough to wear a shark skin suit.
That bastard.
Son of a...
Remember, the Morning Blaze is today. Chris Cruz production. Six Semper Tyrannis. Good night, Steve Cannon. Wherever you are. Anya, now you go home.
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
Part of the next generation of talk radio.
This is the Blaze Radio Network.